Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Our news update at noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 19 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. We have just learned that the wildfires burning throughout Los Angeles have claimed at least two lives. Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger, minutes ago.
This is a dynamic situation. We've got fires throughout the entire county, which are spreading our resources very short. One of the things that people ask me is, what do you want to convey to the public? And that is, heed the advice of first responders. When they ask you to evacuate, evacuate.
Fire Chief Anthony Baroni says 1,000 structures have burned so far, and they don't know how it started.
The cause of the fire is unknown. However, it is under investigation.
ABC's Leanne Suter is on the scene of the Altadena fire north of Los Angeles.
It sounds like a freight train is coming through the trees here. Like, here comes another one. You can hear it kind of building as it starts. And then these winds really hit hard, these gusts. And that is the problem for all of these firefighters.
This is ABC News. Israel's defense minister has just announced that the bodies of two hostages have been recovered in Gaza. The number of people looking for unemployment help in the U.S. is falling, first-time claims dropping to 201,000 last week, the lowest in a year. When it comes to finding a new job, there's a new look on where we should be looking.
Personal finance company WalletHub has looked at 182 U.S. communities, their unemployment rates, monthly salaries, and availability of affordable housing to come up with the best places to find work. Topping the list, Scottsdale, Arizona, for its low unemployment and high median incomes. Pittsburgh comes in second, followed by Columbia, Maryland. One of the hardest places to find work, says WalletHub, is Memphis. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
One of the leading members of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors is throwing his support behind more interest rate cuts this year. Christopher Waller says he expects inflation will continue to fall, opening the door for more cuts. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection in the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's Pulled Pork Taco Day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 19 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies and cool with a high of 21. Tonight, a few clouds and seasonably cold, a low of 6. And tomorrow morning, sun giving way to clouds later, turning milder with a high of 27. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 0, it's 19 degrees.
When your car needs attention, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the place to go. We offer high-quality repairs and unmatched customer service. Our free loaners ensure you're never left without a ride. With a reputation built on trust and excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is dedicated to keeping you and your car happy. Choose us for your auto body repair needs and see why we're the best. Drive in today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
Good afternoon. It's 19 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The search continues for a murder suspect. 47-year-old Virgil Thu has been charged by prosecutors for the shooting deaths of his girlfriend, 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba, his 12-year-old stepdaughter, and the girl's 13-year-old friend in New Lisbon. Thu was last seen January 1st on a trail cam just outside of New Lisbon. New Lisbon police say Thu should be considered armed and dangerous and ask people to call 911 if they see him. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch attended her final Board of Supervisors meeting last night. Her final day serving the county is today. Among the items confirmed at last night's meeting was to fill her position. At the county's request, County Clerk Derek Kalish was asked to serve as the interim administrator. The board approved Kalish to assume the interim position beginning tomorrow and terminating when a permanent administrator is appointed. During his service as interim county administrator, Kalish will be paid a monthly salary of $11,146. For the interim, the board also appointed an assistant administrator. County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder has been appointed to this position. During his service as interim deputy county administrator, Elder shall be paid his normal monthly salary, unless otherwise mutually agreed to by the parties. The board then approved to enter into a contract with Public Administration Associates, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $22,750 for services provided in recruiting to fill the county administrator vacancy. Also approved was the creation and filling of a payroll and benefits assistant position. Richland County employs over 450 staff with seven different payrolls, and there are currently various departmental staff that assist in preparation of time cards and payroll reporting. There is currently only one staff in administration that processes the payroll and benefits changes, billings, retirement tracking, FMLA tracking, COBRA, and etc., resulting in the need for unsustainable amounts of overtime for one individual. The payroll assistant position will be paid in the range of $53,476 to $66,435 per year, to be funded with $11,000 in overtime savings and from currently budgeted monies in the FT Corporation Council line. And finally approved last night was a petition to the Secretary of Transportation for airport improvement aid at the Tri-County Airport. At last night's Richland Center City Council meeting, the council approved the reclassification of the municipal services specialist from a limited-term position to a permanent position. Upon confirming Jason Glassbrenner's appointment as Public Works Director, in addition to his role of Economic Development Director, the Personnel Committee recognized the need for increased administrative support. To address this, the committee authorized the creation of a limited-term position to assist Director Glassbrenner in fulfilling his dual responsibilities. Darcy Perkins joined the City of Richland Center on October 21st as a limited-term employee municipal services specialist, reporting to Director Glassbrenner. Since joining the team, Perkins has made significant contributions across a wide range of projects, including collaboratively drafting a hotel RFP, seeking new grant opportunities, administering CDI and congressional grants, creating standard operating procedures, conducting equipment inventory, assisting with mowing and plowing route refinement, listing items for sale on Wisconsin Surplus, consolidating vendor accounts, assisting with job postings, participating in interview panels, assisting with tax collection and accounts payable. The council also made several decisions of selling old equipment and purchasing new equipment. In 2010, the Parks and Grounds Department purchased a Zamboni ice resurfacer at the price of $15,195. The equipment has not been used in recent years and has been used very seldom overall. The Zamboni has been evaluated for sale. New, the equipment retails at $15,950, and the Zamboni company advised that the equipment should bring a good price, as these machines are rarely found used. The Zamboni will be listed with Wisconsin Surplus. The sale of a 2011 Ford F-350 truck was also approved. Similar sales listed on Wisconsin Surplus indicate an approximate value of $5,000. The purchase of a chipper will be split by the Public Works Department and the Electric Department of City Utilities. Two bids were received. The lesser of the two was a new Bandit CB90 from Brooks Tractor at a cost of $59,500. The existing chipper will be sold. A request by the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Aeronautics regarding a sponsor commitment for the Richland Center Airport 2025 crack seal project in the amount of $4,000 was approved. Also approved last night was a public outreach services contract with Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission and two conditional use permits. One was to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to allow a pharmacy in the building, and to the county for communication structure on Tower Hill. The deadline to have your name appear on the ballot for the spring election has passed. There will not be a primary for seats on the Richland Center City Council or any of the local school boards. Incumbents Karen Tepley, Melanie Walters, and Steve Downs are running for a re-election unopposed for Richland Center City Council. Alderperson Mark Chambers filed non-candidacy paperwork and is not seeking re-election. One name will appear on the ballot to replace him, that is Rachel Schultz. In the Richland School District, Aaron Unbehan is seeking re-election. Neil Huntemer, who currently represents Area 3 City, filed non-candidacy. Brian Miller turned in paperwork and will appear on the ballot in April. On the Ithaca School District Board of Education, Robert Busher and Kelly Ferriance filed to maintain their seats on the board. There were no other submissions to run. In the River Valley School District, incumbents Jeff Meyer in Area 3 and John Bettinger in Area 9 have and are running for re-election. Sarah Young, representing Area 6, filed notification of non-candidacy. Jess Heisel has filed to run for Area 6 seat, covering the village of Spring Green. In the Riverdale School District, incumbents Veronica Harris in Area 1, David McHenry in Area 5, and Darren Meese in Area 9 are all seeking re-election unchallenged. In Area 3, Mandy Kenyon was appointed and is seeking election to maintain the seat. In the Boscobel School District, incumbents Jimmy Cuska representing Area 1 and Greg Luce representing Area 3 both filed notification of non-candidacy. One person has filed to represent Area 3, that is Reggie Lomas. No one filed to run in Area 1. There will also be no primary for Boscobel City Council. Incumbents Gary Chose, Steve Fritz, and Milt Cashman are all seeking re-election. Incumbent Brian Kendall in Ward 4 filed notification of non-candidacy. Caleb Langer has filed to run and will appear on the ballot to replace him. While there will be no primaries, people may still write in candidates in April. There will, however, be a primary statewide for the state school superintendent next month. Three candidates are vying to become Wisconsin's top official overseeing public schools. They are incumbent Jill Underley, education consultant Brittany Kinzer, and Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright. The primary will be held Tuesday, February 18th. It's 19 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. There's a new program to keep young people safe online. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 19 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. With all the activities available to them, many young people spend much of their free time online. Whether it be watching videos, playing games, or texting friends, they get caught up in the fun and may not know what to be aware of. There is a new program to help young people stay safe online. Michelle Reinen is with Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We know young people spend a lot of time online, and they are a higher age group for falling victim, but the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, has started a new program called UVille that can help parents and educators teach kids ages 8 to 12 about privacy and online safety.
The cost to use the program is very reasonable, and the information will be interesting to the child learning about online safety.
It's free, it's standards-based, and that's important for education and learning, and contains activities to help kids learn how to safely navigate the online world in a way that can be really engaging and fun. It overall consists of 12 lessons, activity sheets, posters, and other free materials.
Michelle Reinen says that UVille can be used anywhere to help inform a young person.
It can, again, be used by parents or in different classrooms, libraries, after-school care programs, youth groups. So there's a lot of possibilities here that it might be useful for individuals to take a look at this, and especially, like I said, could be entertaining and learning at the same time.
You can find this informational program by going to consumer.ftc.gov and then search for UVille. Also, if you or a child has been scammed online, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Tomorrow is a national day of mourning in honor of Jimmy Carter. The national funeral services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral starting at 9:30. Federal offices will be closed tomorrow in honor of the late president. This means federal office buildings, courthouses, and the post office will be closed. If you have anything to do at the post office, do it today or wait until Friday. Letter carriers will not be delivering mail on Thursday. The fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community has grown to over $240,000. The school principal has a general outline of how that money will be used. First, that money will be put toward the families who lost loved ones to cover whatever they may need. Then it'll help pay for medical expenses of the injured. From there, remaining money will go toward mental health resources for the Abundant Life community. Meanwhile, there's another restaurant fundraiser this week. Tomorrow, both Madison locations of Texas Roadhouse will be donating 100% of their profits to the recovery fund. The day of the shooting, staff brought bread to families and first responders on scene, but they wanted to do something bigger. Often when they do fundraisers, they donate 10%, but they decided that wasn't enough. Instead, tomorrow, all profits at the two Texas Roadhouse locations will go into that Abundant Life recovery account. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hey, freshmen and sophomore girls, the Snowball Dance is coming up, and if you don't have a dress, stop in and see Heather at the Creative Outlet. You'll find formal dresses at resale prices. With many styles and brand names to choose from, you can't go wrong. Mention this ad and save 30% off the already low resale prices at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center. And have fun at the Snowball Dance.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
It is a cloudy 19 degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet, died December 31st at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Stanick is survived by her twin brother, Bernard and Sharon Creel of Madison, five children, Donna Stanick of Durham, North Carolina, Ronald Stanick of Huntington, West Virginia, Julie Stanick and Charles Lauber of Fort Collins, Colorado, and Joanne Stanick and John Stanick and Lindsay, all of Durham, North Carolina. Six grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Rose Creel Hooks, Helen Stanick, Ann McGuire, Helen Stanick, Mary Lou Stanick, and Dorothy and Richard Hackle. Many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92 of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97 of Reedsburg, died December 29th at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva Middlestead is survived by her sons, Daryl and Janie Middlestead, and Keith Middlestead. 4 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Jim Tidrick is survived by a son, Brian and Lupe of Madison, a daughter, Melanie and Stephen of Port Washington, a brother, Ray and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law, Diane Tidrick, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. David J. Kopis Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock Saturday at the Thorsten Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. David Kopis is survived by 4 children, Teresa Gardner and Jason Johnson, Jennifer and Matt Schultz, David, Joe Kopis Jr., and Jasper Dean Kopis. 11 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, daughter-in-law Molly Rutherford, his twin brother Daryl Kopis, siblings Jane Viborn, Jerry and Teddy Kopis, and Nancy Welch. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. David J. Kopis Sr., 62, of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Selman, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family. Becky Selman is survived by her husband Rick, 3 children, Nathan Gander and Shannon Collins of Gays Mills, Shannon and Michael Russell of Viola, and Kaylee and Cody Knapp of Stitzer, 7 grandchildren, her chosen parents, Roy and Wanda Davidson, along with many other in-laws, close friends, and relatives. Rebecca Becky Selman, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bernard Ward is survived by 4 children, Pamela Ward, Diane Smallwood, Timothy Ward, and Brenda Walsh, 4 grandsons, 3 granddaughters, and 10 great-grandsons. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center, died December 11th at Rainbow Hospice Care. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham. Memorials may be made to the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Jean Reese is survived by 2 sons, Jeffrey Reese and Eileen Molly Rosau, and David and Diane Marie Reese, a nephew and 3 nieces. Jean M. Reese, 85, of Richland Center. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Harper is survived by her husband Bob, 3 children, Cindy and Mike Smits, Bob and Michelle Harper, and Mike and Christy Harper, 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Gerald, Toby Halverson, Sandra and Kelly Ferguson, Janice and Butch Keller, Roger Halverson, and Vicki Adams. Also many other relatives and friends. Judy Ann Harper, 78 of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. John Ressler is survived by 5 children, Sheila and Tom Roback, Kevin and Lisa Ressler, Dawn and Brett Muller, Brian and Chris Ressler, and Shana Jatsik, 6 grandchildren and a great-grandchild. John Edward Ressler, 90 of Plain. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday, January 19th, from 11 until the time of service at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Vicki Zimple is survived by her husband, William, 4 children, Jeremy Zimple, Craig and Megan Zimple, Peggy and Ernesto Alatorre, and Brooke Zimple and Scott Stitzer, 4 grandchildren, a brother, Dennis Adametz, and 2 nieces. Vicki Zimple, 70 of Boscobel.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, relatively quiet weather continues across our region. You have to go up into northeast Wisconsin and upper Michigan to see some snow shower activity right now. Otherwise, cool air continues to filter in from the north as well. This will keep us quite chilly into tomorrow morning. But there will be a bit of a rebound late tomorrow and Friday as south winds return to the area. Also, a weak front coming through the region late Thursday night into Friday morning could bring us a bit of light snow. Right now, it looks like mainly just a heavy dusting, but still could be enough to create some slippery travel conditions. We'll see a more impressive weather system come in from the west and northwest by Sunday. That low-pressure system will have more moisture to work with and should produce a broad area of light snow across most of the upper Midwest. Possibility of a few inches of snow is certainly there, so watch your travel conditions on Sunday. Behind that, some gusty cold winds going into Monday, drawing in some Arctic air for the first part of the week before a quick rebound by the middle sections of the week. That forecast now for the rest of today, partly cloudy, high near 21. Northwest wind around 5 miles an hour, becoming westerly. Just a few scattered clouds tonight, seasonably cold, low near 6 degrees. Tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then more clouds by the afternoon. High up to 27, south-southeast wind close to 10. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy with scattered light snow or flurries by late evening. Generally a dusting to a half inch expected, low near 18 degrees. Friday, mild for January with a mix of clouds and sun, high at 29. Heading into Saturday, another quiet day with partly cloudy skies, low near 10 with a high of 24. On Sunday, cloudy with light snow likely for most of the day. Right now, looks like about 1 to 3 inches of accumulation is possible. Low at 16, high of 27. Monday, quite breezy and chilly. Chance of flurries early, high 18 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 19 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 25, our low this morning was zero. Our high so far today, 20. The record high for this state was set in 2003 at 57. The record low, 28 below, was set in 1971. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 26. Sunset tonight will be at 4:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:33. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.89 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 20 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Another perspective on ways agriculture can help address climate change today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action board member Tim Favory, who works for Nutrien, shares his five key takeaways from the recent U.N. conference on climate change.
One is related to the interconnectedness of climate issues and biodiversity and nature issues. If we're looking at these set of issues and the impacts that they might have on farms, that they should be looked at together instead of separately.
Next, says Favory, the system to incent farmers to change those practices needs to be solidified. Third, he says, ag-based interventions for climate need to be localized.
We all know that every farm is different, every field and every farm is different from a soil perspective, water, etc. And advocating for standards and programs to really be sensitive to the differences that are at play in agriculture, that one global standard might not have the same impact on one part of the United States as it would on another part.
Fourth, says Favory, food and agriculture needs to have a loud voice in the climate change discussion. And five, keep a close watch on how climate-focused litigation could impact agriculture. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
There's still a chance of a farm bill yet this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag policy expert says he sees potential for a new farm bill to pass this year as part of a continuing resolution. Michigan State University's Alan Kerr says Congress could take up two separate resolutions to move tax policy and other legislation forward.
I expect it to be part of one of the two reconciliation bills, and if I was betting my money, I expect cuts to SNAP and conservation programs and an increase to statutory reference prices.
Kerr says cuts in nutrition programs could drive apart a coalition of urban and rural legislators and lead to alternative efforts to support farm programs.
I'd be surprised if there isn't a push to make farm programs permanent spending. So then you don't have to worry about deadlines and them running out.
Kerr says reference prices still could see a 20% increase from the 2018 legislation or cost of production modeling like what was approved in the economic disaster aid package. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is criticizing the EPA for how it verifies the integrity of used cooking oil imports. The Iowa Republican says the agency recently revealed it relies on foreign records to prove the product meets renewable fuel standard requirements.
However, EPA can independently or definitively determine the authenticity of the product. The EPA shouldn't resort to blind faith when determining the validity of foreign feedstocks.
Grassley says he plans to discuss the issue with President-elect Trump's nominee for EPA, Lee Zeldin. Cattle producers are on the watch for a new parasite that affects red blood cells, and it's associated with the Asian longhorn tick. Greg Hanslachek with the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield a common symptom in calves is a yellowing of the mucous membranes.
Basically, the body is starved of oxygen because we don't have enough red blood cells to carry the oxygen to the tissues.
Hanslachek says livestock producers should be cautious when bringing new cattle into their herds. Farmer sentiment in the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined slightly from the previous month's record levels. Professor Emeritus Jim Mintert says farmers understand the current state of the ag economy.
If you look at it from a kind of a longer term perspective, that's still higher than it was back in February. We lost a little bit of the optimism that we picked up last month, but still retained a relatively optimistic outlook.
But he tells Brownfield farmers remain optimistic about the future. USDA reports a sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations. Sales are often reported as going to unknown destinations to give buyers and sellers time to set delivery details. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another very quiet start to the week. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices have been scattered, but have been reported in Kansas at $200 live. While the North remains quiet, significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.59 at $3.27.38. Select is 97 cents higher at $3.06.40. At the Unionville Livestock Market in Missouri, buyers were eager to get back to business following the long holiday break. Demand was very good on a moderate supply. Medium and large on feeder steer, 600 to 644 pounds, brought $307 to $337. Feeder steer, 702 to 734 pounds, brought $277.50 to $291.75. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 606 to 646 pounds, brought $264.50 to $288. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday, but there are solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the day and are looking to move big numbers. While demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, it does continue to face some challenges on the domestic front. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which crept up almost a pound from the previous week and are slightly above year-ago levels. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $79.56. It's $79.94 at the Iowa, Minnesota, and $79.72 in the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $33 to $45. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were higher at midday, up $3.43 at $91.83. There was strength across the board in the primals, with hams and bellies both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalbrand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalbrand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalbrand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Hello, this is Rodney Fry Moore of Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC with auction results and upcoming events. We would like to thank everyone for your patronage in 2024 and wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. Hay sale results were large squares topping at $185 and large rounds at $95 per ton. Watch our website for more upcoming online auctions. For all your auction real estate needs, call 723-4020. This is Rodney Fry Moore. Have a wonderful day.
Soybean and hog futures are mixed. Cattle and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed back on the mostly weak side of things, though. Any crop loss related to weather stress in Argentina should be canceled out by a big crop in Brazil. Unknown destinations did buy 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. March beans are down three quarters at 996.5. It has briefly traded above 10 today. May beans are now steady at 10.07¾. March bean meal's down 90 cents at 302.60. March bean oil's up 36 points at 41.61. Corn's down. Near-term forecasts for parts of Argentina and Brazil are dry, but medium-term outlooks are generally less stressful. While demand for ethanol use is solid, narrowing margins could limit production. March corn's down 3¼ at 454¾. May's 2¾ lower at 463. And wheat's down. Paris milling wheat was lower ahead of the U.S. session, and the dollar's up, which does limit U.S. export competitiveness. Recent snow in the plains should boost soil moisture and winter wheat crop ratings. March Chicago's down 6¼ at 536¼. March Kansas City's down 5½ at 550¼. March Minneapolis wheat's 8½ lower at 586¼. Cattle are down sharply, waiting for direct business, with some concerns about domestic beef demand because of high wholesale prices. February live's down $1.50 at $194.07. April's $185 lower at $195.92. March feeders are down $3.22 at $264.70. And after a brief, mostly higher move, hogs are back to mixed on spread trade and questions about sustained domestic pork demand. February's up 2 cents at $79.20. April lean is back to a dime higher at $85.82. Crude oil's lower. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Keeping the milk supply safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. In December, the USDA issued a federal order that required dairy farms and other milk producers to test raw milk for the H5N1 strain of avian influenza. Dr. Keith Paulson is with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostics Laboratory.
This is not a one test and done. It's something that we know that H5N1s are continuing to circulate in our wild bird population. It's something that we do need when we're done with the virus elimination with this particular outbreak, is that we do need to have some sort of passive and active surveillance to make sure that it doesn't happen again, because we don't want to do this all over again. We got to learn from those mistakes.
He tells Brownfield the testing is part of the research and surveillance programs aimed to better understand how the influenza virus behaves in different environments and animal species. But he says,
pasteurization is still 100% effective, and that's key. Got to treat this as an animal disease, not as a food safety issue, because it's not a food safety issue. I know FDA announced testing in some raw milk cheeses, and I know that Cornell is working on it. I think that's a very, very low, but not zero risk as well. But pasteurization is 100% effective. We are ready to eliminate this virus. We just kind of need to keep moving forward.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
one site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com. Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News, California Wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen. Fierce Santa Ana winds fueling four major fires in Los Angeles County. Authorities say since the outbreak yesterday, at least two people are dead, 70,000 residents under evacuation orders, and some 28,000 structures threatened. LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
We want to make sure that everybody understands we are absolutely not out of danger yet. With the strong winds that continue to push through the city and the county today, I would tell you, and we are all committed to our first responders, our firefighters will remain.